It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. We're the Grillin' Guys. It's a nice cold morning to fire up the grill.
9 degrees, according to my truck.
Wow.
9. Even the dogs didn't want to go outside this morning. They just kind of stood there in the door looking at me like, really, why? Why do I have to do this?
I can pee in the living room.
Yeah, can't I just pee in the carpet?
Yeah, like that'd be different. You just have to tile your whole house. Yeah.
I'll tie a knot in it. I'll do whatever I have to do. Just don't make me go out there.
Well, good morning. I'm Barbecue Bob, and we have Michael Gray in here in the studio this morning, and we're staying nice and warm. We are not going to grill in the studio this morning.
Carbon monoxide.
Yeah. So we have some awesome... Oops, can't say awesome. We got somebody out there that hates to hear that. We have some really cool things to talk about this morning, and we're going to try and get it all in. It's been a big week in the grilling world in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. We've had the Ace of Hearts Good One grill show on the road. We've been doing classes all around. We had a gig down in Toledo that went very well. We did freeze. We did a lot of outside work there, but we totally wowed some people in Toledo. We next went to Fort Wayne and had a huge crowd in Fort Wayne. I got a new appreciation for the Amish. We had a lot of Amish guys in the class, which kind of blew my mind. I don't know why. But
I don't either. They don't use electricity. Got to cook somehow.
Makes total sense to me. But it was a pretty cool crowd. I've gotten to really have a great appreciation for the Amish. They get smoking. I mean, they understand the whole. One guy there had like 9 venison that he was processing that year. So that's a pretty big kill. That made me feel like I'm not much of a killer. And then we ended up at Zager's on Thursday night for the class that I was really hoping you could get out to, because Rob Russell was in there, and you got to meet the guy.
Yeah, somebody gave me the wrong time on that, yeah. And I ended up having to cancel all of my plans last minute.
Slap him.
Come here. You're out of reach.
Yeah, that was an hour.
Oops.
And we had probably 22 people show up for the class, and then another 10 or 15 bystanders that were just in there for the freebie. But we made a bunch of wild boar brats. We made a bunch of Polish sausage. I was making jerky all night, smoking their jerky for them. It was a great crowd. We had the Sam Adams going, some Daddy Pops, and the crowd was happy. We had people come in. One guy was from Grand Blanc. It's kind of over by you.
That's actually just about 3 miles from my house. Yeah. Growing up. It was right down the road.
Yeah, he was. He drove the furthest. He won the You Drive Farthest award. I think he promised to call in this morning. He's all excited about the show. He gets the signal great in Grand Blanc.
Yeah, you can get the 107.3 signal into Genesee County.
Man, that's a boomer. It was just a great show. Rob Russell puts on an awesome class. He had his big Cabela's sausage stuffer out there. We had Tim from Sobeys gave us a bunch of casings because we ran out of casings. We did so many classes that by the time we got back into Michigan, we were like short on casings. And I wanted to take Rob up and show him Sobeys. That's a great store.
Did you finally get up there?
Finally.
Yeah, you're right around the corner from my current dwelling.
Wow.
That's my neighborhood.
Man, I'd go in that shop every day.
Yeah.
I'd be fatter than I am.
Yep. In fact, I got to stop by there later today.
Well, they're a great crew. I mean, it was Thursday at 2 o'clock. We were in line.
The place is always busy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's busy from...
What a business.
From open to close.
7 years, and he's built up just... Well, he had beautiful cuts of meat. He had... some ribeyes, select ribeyes for like $5.49 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
These things were like an inch and a half thick.
You don't have to tell me.
Oh.
They go on my grill on a regular basis.
Oh my gosh.
And like I said, I got to get something for the smoker for tomorrow for the playoff games.
Wow. Tim, I met his wife. They had homemade kapusta. They had everything in there. I was like,
great little shop.
Good thing I didn't pull my credit card out because I could have been in there longer than I was. So anyway, he donated to the class, had some really nice casings for the summer sausage. We also had a fellow show up at the class that was, he has a a shop. I'll have to look it up here. I've got it written down, but he's got a shop out in Port Sheldon, and the dude was working all night. And Hopman Joppy was busy on the grinder, grinding up meat, and Rob Russell's really renamed him. He's not Hopman Joppy anymore. He's Crappie Joppy. Basically, the guy was killing the crappie when we were out in Kansas City, and the story goes that one of the minnows jumped off his hook, hit him in the chest, and bounced into his wine glass. Randy just reaches in, puts a minnow back on the hook, and throws it in, catches a crappie. So he's not going to be Hop Man anymore. He's Crappie Joppy.
Yeah, this is the third straight Saturday that I've had my ice fishing plans screwed up.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, this is
not a good day to get out and ice fishing. Anyway,
third weekend in a row.
A shanty.
Oh, I'm not afraid of the cold. And I do.
You have a shanty?
Yeah.
Tow behind you.
Haven't been able to get out to it, but yeah, it's sitting there waiting for me in Kalamazoo.
You'll be done at 11 o'clock. Hit the road. Yeah, so the classes went really well. It was a ton of fun. And we're looking at doing another round of them because there are so many people on the waiting list that didn't get in on it. But I'll tell you what, that is a bunch of work. Making sausage? Dude, I can't tell you. You're done cleaning up around 10:30 at night, and you're beat. Because you're grinding up like, I don't know, 200-300 pounds of meat. And it's not a giant commercial grinder, you know. It's a pretty nice one, but... So that's how our week went in the grilling world. Coming up, we're going to talk with Brad the Builder. Brad's in studio, and you can say hi to the folks if you like, Brad.
Hello.
Brad is going to be talking to us in the second segment about that all-important Grill Island. Most of you are just rolling your grill around on a deck, and you have dreams of putting it into a built-in scenario or buying a new one and putting it in a drop-in. The good one actually does make a drop-in, so you can put a smoker right in your grill island. It's pretty cool. It's like your open range, Michael.
Yep, I've seen it.
Yeah, you just build it in. And the perfect grill island, what's going to go into that? And so Brad is going to talk to us about that. We got Valentine's specials for you. Did I say we got? We have Valentine ideas for you. So any of you out there that want to have a nice romantic Valentine's Day, maybe do some grilling for the wife, some other cool ideas. In the fifth segment, we're going to talk to a fella that's going to totally change your romantic life. And it's not grilling at all, but it goes with that romantic Valentine's dinner. And what's better than to grab the wife and twirl her around the living room floor?
Did you get in trouble?
Dance floor.
Did you get in trouble with the wife?
Yeah.
That's what this looks like
Can
to
you
me.
Tell?
This looks like you've been doing research on an apology. What did you do while you were gone? You're jumping the gun on Valentine's Day by three full weeks.
Well, it takes planning.
If you really screwed up, it sure does.
You know,
what did you do?
Maureen and I have been doing dance lessons for about a year. And it was her idea.
I hope it was.
I fought it. I didn't want to go at all. I mean, no, the whole thought of it makes your skin crawl.
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me? I got to go into a studio and stand there with my hands up and one, two, three, two, three. But once you do it a couple times and you get over the awkward jitters and you get to twirling and you get to throwing your wife around on the dance floor and then other people come up to you and go, man, you're like Fred Astaire.
Nobody said
that
to you.
Kind of a big feeling.
Nobody said that to you.
They didn't, but I heard something like that.
So you did, yeah. I don't know. When I saw the show today, that was the first thing that jumped into my head.
Well, what's really funny is we've actually conned some of our friends into it. So I got some buddies that are going to their wives on Thursday night. Honey, where are my dance shoes?
No, right.
Like, okay. It's pretty cool. So we're going to talk with Lance from Illusions Dance Studio. We've taken lessons from Lance for probably a year and a half now. And we got a wedding coming up, you know. Daughter Maggie's getting married in May. And when you've got to do a big event like that and you've got the band and the DJ and all that, it's pretty nice if you actually look like you know what you're doing on the dance floor. Because most of us grew up in the 70s and learned to dance in the 70s and 80s. Yeah, we did the white man's lip bite, you know. We just kind of did that stupid thing. So it's kind of nice to be able to twirl and slow down and actually look like you have some rhythm. We've got some cold weather grilling tips coming up that you really got to figure out, because if your grill's sitting out there covered in snow, it's not doing you any good. And there's no point in letting your skills get dull. I mean,
I've done nothing but ever since I got that open range in over the. I haven't been back on the show since the holiday. But I've done about a dozen different projects.
I get your pictures, man. Uh-huh. I'm so proud of you. You're just like turning into a monster.
I got to figure out what I'm doing tomorrow. I still haven't made up my mind what I'm going to do for the football games.
Oh.
But yeah.
I did some pork steak last night that were, you know, $1.99 a pound. Threw some little, three little pigs on them. Put them on for 200 degrees for about, I don't know, three and a half hours. Pulled them off. I mean, stinking pork steak, which is like the dog meat of the meat case. They were off the hook. Just simple, cheap, something different to throw on. And they were gorgeous. I mean, no problem. What else? We got a little man law. We got recipe of the week. I got a cool gift this week from Chris Marks when traveling with Rob Russell. We pulled into a hotel one night, and he whips out this book. I've always wanted this. It's Kill It and Grill It from Ted Nugent. Ted and Shemaine. And they're just, I guess, some of my favorite people anyway. Terrible Ted being a Michigan boy, being a killer and griller. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm going to say it three times in a row for whoever it is out there that doesn't like the word. But we're going to go over a couple of his recipes if we get a chance. And that's what the show is going to look like. So when we come back, we're going to talk with Brad the Builder, and we're going to get your grill island on. This is The Grillin' Guys. It's WBBL FM 107.3.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.